We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are living in a time when grace is misunderstood, law is denied, love is abused, faith is misappropriated and misapplied, and works are eliminated in the realm of religion. Is there a conflict between grace and faith? Religious leaders often confuse people when they add the word only, that is, by grace only, or by faith only. Article 9 of one of the great disciplines for denominationalism declares, and I quote from page 27, "Wherefore, that we are justified by faith only is a most wholesome doctrine and very full of comfort. If salvation is by faith only, then grace has no part. Faith only excludes anything else by which a man is justified. If grace has no part, then justification is not by faith. Consider the teaching of another creed, which says, and I quote, 'We believe the Scriptures teach that salvation of sinners is wholly of grace.' Yet on the very next page of this same creed book, it is stated that justification is, I quote, 'solely through faith in Christ,' end quotation. Now, how could salvation be wholly of grace, yet solely through faith? Wholly and solely are exclusive terms. They will not permit anything else but that to which it is ascribed. Religious leaders have always gotten themselves into trouble when they begin to add to God's word. Martin Luther, the great German reformer, found himself in trouble with James chapter 2, verse 24, in his translation of Romans 3:28, when he added the thought that one is saved by faith only. The Bible does teach that we are saved by faith, but not by faith only. If we are saved wholly by grace, then faith has no part in salvation. Yet the Apostle Paul teaches that we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3:24. But in verse 28 of the same chapter he said, 'We reckon therefore that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law.' Did Paul contradict himself in the same chapter of the Bible? He did, if we are saved either by grace alone or faith alone. The truth of the matter is, Paul did not say that salvation is wholly by grace. Neither did he teach that justification is solely through faith. He taught that it was by grace through faith. The apostle makes it crystal clear in Ephesians 2, verse 8, when he said, 'For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.' Beloved, salvation is by faith. But may I ask, what is faith? The Bible gives the answer, Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. No better definition than the inspired definition or description could be found. We must know that faith is something not seen, yet there is full assurance and conviction relative to the unseen. Faith, therefore, must be predicated upon certain testimony and evidence, resulting in certain conviction and expressing itself in definite actions. Faith is absolutely essential to salvation, but faith alone never did obtain salvation. Baptism is essential to salvation, but baptism alone does not remit sins. Without faith, man cannot please God. In Hebrews 11:6, it is declared that without faith, it is impossible to please God. According to Romans 1:17, it is said, "The righteous shall live by faith." And according to Acts 15:9, the Apostle Peter announced, "And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith." Surely, faith is essential. But now an important question. How does faith come? Many people have the opinion that faith comes in answer to prayer or in some mysterious or unknown manner. This is a mistake. Paul declared, and I quote, "So faith or belief cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Romans 10:17. There can be no mistake about it. If one's conviction are not based upon the word of the Lord, then it is not faith with assurance of salvation, really nothing to hope for. Salvation is not by faith only. After having revealed the truth that faith alone is no proof, James in chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, and faith alone is dead, James 2, verse 17, the apostle declared that faith alone may be the devil's profession of religion. The devils also believe and tremble, he said in verse 19 of James 2. The inspired apostle concluded, ye see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. James 2, verse 24. God demands proof of faith. According to Hebrews 11, 17, Abraham was told to take his only son and offer him as a sacrifice upon the altar. We can see Father Abraham as he took his only son, made that sad, heartbreaking march out in the lowliness of the mountain to take the life of his only son. What great faith! Surely, no man would dare suggest faith alone. What action of faith! With unwavering faith and complete obedience to God, he placed his son upon the altar and raised his hand to take his life. It was then Jehovah said to this great man of faith, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Read Genesis 22 and the first 12 verses. Observe, God said, now I know that thou fearest God. It is said, by faith, Abraham being tried, offered up Isaac. After Abraham proved his faith by his obedience, God then said, now I know that thou fearest God. God was saying to him, now I know that you really believe me. Each person should ask himself, is my faith sufficient that God would say to me, now I know thou fearest God? Faith, the assurance of things hoped for, must be an obedient faith. One must obey the gospel of Christ and live a faithful, consecrated Christian life, adding to faith the Christian virtues of life, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, as is taught in the writing of the inspired apostles, especially 2 Peter 1, 5:11 and 1 Peter 1, verse 9. Surely, salvation is by faith that acts and obeys. Is one saved the moment he believes? If so, then one is saved by an imperfect faith. Who would believe that salvation is by an imperfect faith? James chapter 2, verse 22 teaches that by works faith was made perfect in the example of Abraham. We must understand that faith must exist before it can work. Therefore, faith without work is not perfect. The term perfect in this text means complete. Faith, therefore, without works or obedience is incomplete. Did Paul tell the jailer to be saved by faith only? According to Acts chapter 16, verses 30 through 33, the jailer asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Paul told them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. However, Paul did not say, believe only. Quite the contrary. He told them to believe, and then he told them what to believe. A person cannot believe unless he is told what to believe. Paul, the same writer, quoted the prophet, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And then he concludes, verse 17, so then faith cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Romans 10, verses 14 through 17. Having told them to believe on the Lord, verse 31, he spoke unto them the word of the Lord, telling them what Christ commands men to do in order to be saved, in verse 32. They spake unto him the word of the Lord, the Bible says. The word of the Lord is, and I quote, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, 16. Therefore, they preached the command of Christ, the word of the Lord. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Verse 33 clearly states, He took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his immediately. Why were they baptized? Obviously, because they believed the word of Christ and obeyed the gospel of Christ, being baptized the same hour of the night. Saved by faith, but faith that obeyed, not faith alone. The term belief is a generic term, a comprehensive term. In Acts chapter 18 and verse 8, it is revealed, "And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized." Question: did Crispus believe only? Positively, no. As a believer, he was baptized into Christ. In 1 Corinthians 1:14, the apostle said that he baptized Crispus himself. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, the apostle declared that one is a child of God by faith, but not by faith only. He said, "For you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Yes, children of God, by faith, in Christ. Observe that in the American Standard Version, the expression "through faith" is a prepositional phrase. One is a child of God in Christ, but he is not a child of God in faith. He is a child of God by faith, not faith only, in Christ, but a child of God that obeys Christ. How many are children of God by faith in Christ? Let the Bible answer, and I say, are you listening? As many as believe only? Is that what your preacher says? Really, is that what the Bible says? How many believers are in Christ? Let the Bible answer. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, the Bible says. It is the faith that obeys, which is the faith that saves. Believers are sons of God in Christ, but the believers are baptized into Christ to put on Christ. The apostle affirmed in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Therefore, baptism is essential to becoming sons of God by faith in Christ. Just as faith is essential in becoming a child of God all the while, everywhere, anytime, through obedience to the will of God. One is not a child of God if not in Christ. An example of faith to be found in the Bible is found in Hebrews 11:30. Not salvation by faith, but an example of faith. Here it is said, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about for 7 days." By faith the walls fell, the Bible says. But when? The Bible states, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after." After what? After they did what God told them to do, therefore manifesting their faith in God. God told them to march around the walls once daily for 6 days, and on the seventh day march 7 times. You will read that in Joshua chapter 6, verses 3 through 20. They marched the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. Every step made was a step of faith, because Hebrews 11:30 declares it was by faith. Finally, on the seventh day, they began marching. They marched around the walls the first time, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. Yet the walls were standing, because God said for them to march 7 times on the seventh day. They marched the seventh time on the seventh day, completing their obedience unto God by faith. Then God did what He said He would do. The walls of Jericho fell by faith, but by faith after. After they proved their faith by obeying God's command, not by faith only. Ladies and gentlemen, man is saved by faith only after he has done what God tells him to do. And then God will do what He says He will do. Faith is not in conflict with works. Works are manifestations of faith. Faith in action. Salvation is by faith through obedience. In that ultimate, grand, and glorious day, faith will be lost in sight when the redeemed of God's people shall be eternally saved. The Christian must be aware of the necessity of spiritual growth in every aspect of Christian character, as the Apostle Peter admonished in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. The Christian is obligated to live a faithful, consecrated life of service. It is just as important for one to continue the manifestation of faith by obedience to the will of God after having become a Christian as the necessity of faithful obedience in becoming a child of God. After having told his apostles to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Jesus furthermore declared, teaching them, that is, those whom you baptized, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20. Yes, salvation is by faith. Living the life of faith is a full-time employment until death. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life, the Bible promises.